From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk was born 90 years ago today in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Monk is usually remembered as a hip New Yorker, but some scholars and fellow musicians say Monk's Southern roots had an overlooked but important influence on him. John Bewin of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University produced this story on Thelonious Monk, the Tar Heel.
Monk was born about 100 yards from here. We're standing on a park that's actually called Thelonious Monk Park, and the road that he was lived on was called Green Street, and it went straight through here. I'm Sam Stevenson, and I spent about a year working on an article for the Oxford American Magazine about Thelonious Monk and his roots in North Carolina. Rocky Mount today is sort of a shadow of what it used to be. If you look through the old city directories back around the time when Thelonious Monk was born, 1917, you had a very intense tobacco culture here, and the Atlantic Coast Rail Yard here was either the largest or the second largest rail yard in the whole South. There's one particular song called Little Rudy Tootie, which has explicit train whistle sounds in the song. He was almost 5 years old when he left here, and certainly he was well old enough to remember. I mean, there would be train whistles all throughout this neighborhood all day long and all night long. When he moved to New York City, West 63rd Street, there aren't any train whistles in New York City.
Freud says everything happens to you by the time you're three. I'm Alan Greganis. I'm a writer. I grew up in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I got out of there when I was 18 years old, but it had a huge effect on me. I think the first 5 years are extremely important. Even if he weren't living essentially in a transplanted North Carolina, in New York. And of course, everything we know about African-American culture in the Northeast makes clear that we're really talking about Southern culture transplanted. The combination of that industrial sound overlaying a sense of sort of strangled melody. I can't help hear Rocky Mount when I hear the music.
I'm Thelonious Sphere Monk. My father was actually a junior. Officially, I'm Thelonious Monk III. Most people think of jazz as this very cosmopolitan, urbane, inner-city kind of thing that took place in the Northeast and way out west. Most of our jazz greats, i.e. Thelonious Monk, Max Roach, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, all these kind of people. Most of these people came from the South.
Monk's mother left Rocky Mount in 1922, the summer of 1922, and she moved to New York City with Thelonious, and his brother and sister, Thelonious Sr., stayed behind in Rocky Mount.
Now, Thelonious was a mama's boy. I mean, for real. And his mother lived with us and died with us in the same house.
His mother was almost certainly the biggest influence on his life. He lived with his mother until he was 38 years old. She was from a well-to-do part of the black community in Rocky Mount, and she had very fine taste in music and food and clothing, and I think he inherited that sense of taste from his mother. He also inherited from his mother a devout commitment to the church, and he grew up playing piano in churches.
I I saw that in my father, yes. I saw that in, he would do what his fans would later call eclectic things, like record a composition like Abide With Me. But I know that that was a reminder to him about the church.
I remember Miles Davis said that Monk always had that churchy feel. I am Paul H. Jeffrey, tenor saxophonist. I had the honor and privilege of working with Thelonious Monk for 6 years. Blue Monk has a gospel feeling. The rhythms and the melody. That sounds like a gospel piece in a way. Here's what Monk used to always tell me. He said, you know, I'm a Tar Heel. I think he was proud of being from North Carolina.
To our knowledge, Monk only played in North Carolina a few times, and there was only one really major engagement that he had in his career in North Carolina, and it was in May of 1970 when he came to play for 10 days at the legendary Frog and Nightgown Club in Raleigh.
There was a lot of people. The Frog in the Nightgown was a very cheery atmosphere.
I believe it may have been the last time he set foot in the state of North Carolina. One of the things that makes Thelonious Monk unique in jazz is that he was so committed to the roots of the music and the church and the blues, and he took those to New York City, and he created something there that there's no doubt he would not have created if he had never left Rocky Mountain. There are very few people in any sort of discipline who are able to go backwards into the traditions and forward into something nobody's ever done at the same time. And Monk really did that, I believe, better than anyone ever has.
That was Sam Stevenson, who wrote an article on Thelonious Monk for Oxford American Magazine. Our 90th birthday tribute to Monk was produced by John Bewin. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.